Vaccine News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Two North Central school districts asked voters to pass bond referendums Tuesday with mixed results. Staples-Motley voters said yes. 60% voted in favor of $42.5 million to fund wide-ranging facility updates and two additions. The new debt will replace old expiring debt, so residents won't see property taxes increase because of the referendum. Superintendent Shane Tappy says he couldn't be prouder of the community and staff.
You know, it's been a long time coming for the Staples-Motley School District to have something like this happen, and just super thankful to be a part of a community that recognizes that, you know, the time was now when we needed to support kids.
Aiken was again asking voters to approve a new elementary school. The request was slightly scaled back from a similar ask in November that failed by just over 200 votes. 200 more voters turned out Tuesday than did last fall, but the main ballot question failed by 355 votes. Here's Superintendent Dan Stifter.
We thought we were close. If we spend, you know, give us five more months to work on getting our message out and sharing the need with the community, we can maybe get over the hump.
Now the school board has to decide how to address the maintenance needs of Rippleside Elementary, parts of which are 70 years old. St. Louis County has found a workaround to avoid being forced to choose between supporting local labor or receiving millions in federal funds for road and bridge construction. For years, the county has used project labor agreements. PLAs are pre-hire collective bargaining agreements that establish labor protections like wages and holidays, regardless of whether workers are unionized. But the Federal Highway Administration has to give the okay for PLAs to be used on federally funded projects. It has yet to make a decision, with no clear timeline as to when it will. The agency told St. Louis County that if it used PLAs without approval, five projects planned for this year would not be eligible for their $6.5 million in federal funds. In a Monday memo, the county said it will delay three of those road projects and exchange funding with the State Department of Transportation. That way, it can continue to use PLAs. St. Louis County will give MnDOT its federal funds for this year in exchange for MnDOT's federal funds next year. The memo says this is a highly unusual occurrence and will not happen again. If St. Louis County doesn't complete its delayed projects next year, it could set up all of the partner agencies in northeastern Minnesota for a major loss of federal funding. Senator Amy Klobuchar has raised nearly $5 million since she launched her bid for Minnesota governor at the end of January. Klobuchar's campaign says it's the most raised by any candidate for the office in the first 2 months. In 2022, Governor Tim Walz raised just over $1 million in the first quarter. The Minnesota Reformer reports Klobuchar has raised six times as much as the leading Republican candidate, State House Speaker Lisa Damath. Damath has raised over $730,000 since she launched her campaign in November. Republican Army veteran and former healthcare executive Kendall Qualls has raised $700,000 since he launched his campaign last summer. The Reformer says Klobuchar has held no rallies since launching her campaign and has largely refrained from campaigning on social media. The state Republican Party has noted that her website lists no priorities, top issues, or even a description of her. Klobuchar also hasn't conducted any campaign-related interviews with Minnesota media outlets. Three northern Minnesota communities will work with MnDOT to plan new ways to protect pedestrians and cyclists. The city of Aiken and Carlton and Clearwater counties were chosen for the Active Transportation Planning Assistance Program. MnDOT offers an estimated $100,000 worth of technical assistance from a consultant to help improve transportation safety, curb traffic, spur economic activity, and increase health and well-being. The communities do not receive money directly from MnDOT and are responsible for funding implementation of their plans. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.